So, Boyd, what a day.
Wow. I think these are the drinkers. That's what we do now. These ones are staying later. Mine's a pint. What an amazing day. I mean, fantastic. The speakers have been brilliant, haven't they?
Yeah.
And sensational throughout. I mean, you can't pick out one. You know, we will pick out one or two, but we can't pick out any. They've all been brilliant.
No, exactly. I mean, I think the thing is that in the spirit of the day, because normally I'm on notes, and I've written my notes on my phone for once, which is quite good, which is quite neat, actually, when I'm here. But I think that, yeah, you know, it's a big subject, you know, what to do, what did our industry do? You know, we've had a look at it through so many different ways today. And I think the biggest thing is about being in this room together, but also as well thinking about what you're going to do when you go outside the room, because it's quite cosy in here and we're talking to our friends, and that's the only thing, you know, that's one of the things to think about, isn't it, when you come to events like this?
Yeah, I think it was said earlier, we are a community, we're all here, we've enjoyed the day, but we've got to take our excitement and our experiences and create new communities, create Substacks, maybe that's the phrase, we can nick that, thank you Michael, and get out there and create communities. We've heard about schools and other, so many different places we can engage with, and I think that's the big thing, isn't it? And we've got to use all these different ways of getting out there, because we heard some scary stuff this morning,
you know,
it was a bit daunting, the numbers are not great, the future is challenging, but actually our industry just got to position itself to be a big part of the solution now. We need to not hunker down and be scared. We've got to get out there, and we've got to use all these media channels. We've got to use all the different opportunities to work with our customers, all ages. And we heard so much about they still love shopping. They still love going out to see our product. They still will go online, but they'll come out 30-odd% will then come and buy something in store from an online experience. So let's embrace all of that. I think that's my overwhelming message from today is ignore nothing, use everything.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, I think that the start of the day was kind of, you could have gone, I'll just pack your bags, because it was pretty hard. But I sort of find that there's this whole thing about, you know, being pessimistic and optimistic. And I am an optimist. You know, when we was at a talk a couple of weeks ago, and you know, there was somebody kind of said that everybody in the room, you know, and we've all got eco anxiety, and I said, no, I haven't. And I said that because I thought, I don't want to have that label of eco-anxiety. I care and I have worry, but the anxiety is what stops you from doing something. That said, the facts and figures that were given at the beginning, you know, Simon, you know, I think the thing that was interesting with Simon was the fact that he's been out there, he's seen our planet struggle. He's physically seen it, he's spoken to people. And then you've got all the sort of social and economic stuff that Vicky brought to the table. But then the rest of the day has been about, well, what can we do about that?
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing, is it's turning things into a can-do scenario. And the big thing that we all talk about a lot is about the skills gaps and, you know, education and younger people. You know, there are younger people in the audience, and I always say we need to kind of get more of those people on the stage, because it's very easy for us to say, young people, it's like they're here, we've got to speak to them.
Yeah, yeah. We can stick Michael on an open-top bus and send him on a tour, talking to the world.
He's the in-betweener, though.
Yeah,
can we?
Yeah.
No, can we, though? But no, I think it's exciting, you know, everybody sort of talks about the future, you know, obviously with Mark talking about things like the shows, you know, we get a lot of slack about the shows, you know, is it sustainable, Harry? You're talking about sustainable messages, how come you present on it? And I'm kind of with Mark in the fact that we have to think of things like the Chelsea Flower Show for definite, and some of the other expo shows that are out there. They're our marketing tool. So, you know, you've got to kind of think to yourself, well, what do you do around those days? When it's Chelsea, What are you guys doing around that time? You know, are you really maximising it? Are you promoting that it's Chelsea? Are you putting all of your plants at the front? Are you doing new displays, etc.? So that we can actually, as a whole industry, keep repeating the same messages across all of the space.
Yeah, well, I think if we look at social media, there's 18 days that Mark's building gardens. Mm-hmm. He's posting for 18 days from day one.
Yeah.
So we don't have to wait, with respect for you to turn on telly,
no,
on day one of the show, to know what he's been doing for the previous 17 days.
Yeah.
So we can actually reflect back in garden centres. We can have a bit of a lead time to make sure we can do that. And I think what we go right back to what Josh said early on, is historically, when money gets tight, people throw all their ethics out the window. They forget that they actually wanted to buy organic yesterday. Clearly the facts are there now that this won't happen this time, that sustainability will be an issue despite economic challenges. So we can't assume that it'll be okay, they won't be bothered about that next year because they'll be skint. No, that's still going to be a big factor in our consumers' minds. So we have to embrace that. And ultimately, we are the green industry. You know, we've got the best stage ever that many people have ever spoken on. Wow, well done, Tom. Brilliant job, Will. I think he did get up at 2 o'clock this morning to do it, so good man. But we've got to embrace that. You know, as an industry, we are so far ahead of all the others. You know, Mr. Branson, bless him, he can only make his plane slightly less more world damaging. But we've actually got the thing that makes the planet better. Yeah. So let's not hide behind our product. Let's push our product forward and get out there and work together.
No, that's it. I mean, there's a when I'm ever speaking to Jane Finley, who's at the Landscape Institute, and she always quotes the fact of, you know, being we're a bit shade loving as an industry. And when you looked at that number, that, you know, as part across the globe, there's $90 billion industry at production. Don't quote my words. Is that right? Yes, I was listening. You know, it makes you realise. You know, we're ahead of tea and coffee. The amount of tea that gets drunk in my house, I'm like, really. But you know, it kind of really pushes home that it's about really being proud of the fact that it's a massive industry that we belong to. You know, we were talking at lunchtime, you cannot go anywhere without walking through a landscape. You just, that's what, you come out of that house, you have to walk through landscape. And I guess our job is to remind the consumer that every moment that they're walking through that landscape, it's there to help their well-being, it's obviously there pollinating plants, the biodiversity, etc. And I think that, you know, your point about the recession, and it could be a really depressing time. The news is really massively smashing our heads up with the amount of the cost. But we just saw how the landscape helped us during the pandemic. So we've got to get on the front foot and say, there's tough times ahead, but remember your garden, remember the landscape, remember how that can support you through these times. You don't necessarily go out and buy massive, great big trees. Eek, sorry, Steve.
Sorry.
You could grow a little. No, but you know, the cost, the things that can change, and we can still get people doing things in their space, regardless of their spend value as such. But the keeping that, like as Michael's saying, keeping the engagement going and the conversation going, I think that we've got a good opportunity to show that we're not the greenwash.
No, yeah, absolutely. Go right back to the beginning of the day. James talked about to sit under a tree today, it needed something to plant 1 year ago. Are we the tree sitters or are we the tree planters? We are the planters. We're the ones that are here today, and we need to go out there and do that. My last thought I'm going to say is if everybody in this room can't go to work tomorrow and do something better than you did yesterday, the only question is, where the hell have you been today?
I can't top that.